Center for Strategic and International Studies fellow John Wolfsthal is a former U.S. Department of Energy official who served as an on-site monitor at North Korea's nuclear complex at Yongbyon. He says he expects the U.S. intelligence community will reach consensus as to whether the North Korean explosion was indeed nuclear within a week to 10 days.
With decent luck, we'll be able to determine the composition of the weapon, generally what it was designed to achieve in terms of, you know, did they go anywhere near the yield that they wanted to. But we won't be able to tell anything about the overall makeup, the size of it, whether it was intended for a warhead, a simple demonstration. I think that's maybe beyond our capacity.
He said Monday's test is not the end of North Korea's nuclear development. Rather, he said, he expects Pyongyang to conduct another nuclear test and to test fire more missiles. He also expects North Korea to try to continue to increase its nuclear arsenal, which is estimated to have at least 6 bombs.
They know that if they want to stand toe-to-toe with the United States, who has roughly 6,000 nuclear weapons, they're going to need more than a dozen. And so they're likely to expand their nuclear production capabilities in the future. Maybe they want to negotiate over that in the future, and that's another bargaining chip they can work on, but I think it's likely that they'll move in that direction.
Wolfsthal added that he expects the North Koreans to temporarily shut down the nuclear reactor at Yongbyon, which was restarted in 2003, shortly after Pyongyang expelled international inspectors from the site. He estimates there is now enough plutonium in Yongbyon to make at least 3 bombs. Meanwhile, another CSIS expert, Michael Green, who just recently left President Bush's National Security Council, said he expects Pyongyang to suggest that it might transfer nuclear materials to others, such as terrorists or rogue states.
This is something that the North Koreans know would be suicide, but they know it gets our attention, and I think they will vaguely hint at this threat by promising quote-unquote arms control negotiations or talks on how to peacefully coexist with a safe control of this nuclear deterrent and so on and so forth. I think they will try in a variety of ways to keep frightening, stimulating the neighborhood, including the U.S., to get concessions.
But former CNN Asia correspondent Mike Shinoy points out that Pyongyang has taken great pains to, in his words, state explicitly that they would not export nuclear material. Shinoy, who is now a fellow at the Pacific Council on International Policy, said official North Korean language has tried to portray the country as what he described as a responsible new member of the nuclear club.
They've talked about the test taking place under strict scientific supervision, promising there would be no leak of radiation, talking about how this is designed to maintain peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Now, one cannot accept ever at face value anything North Korea says, but they have clearly made a conscious decision to try and counter the negative impact that this has had by couching what they're doing in those kinds of terms.
Shinoy added that it is hard to say what the North Koreans will do next, but he and other Korea experts say they are closely watching the UN resolution that imposes sanctions on North Korea, which is expected to be passed this week. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.